I'm Tundalea Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky-clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions for days.
Hello, beautiful people. Today, I want to talk to you about effort and support. First, I want to say that money is a powerful resource. But at the end of the day, that's all it is. It's a tool. And I know that in this world, we need money. Unless we master the barter system, everybody needs money to take care of things. You need a roof over your head. You need food on the table. And those things cost money. But what I want to say is I think that a lot of us need a shift in our thinking. We need to be taught if we are not there. We need to be taught to appreciate effort and support over finances. You know, sometimes anybody can give you some money, but if they're not supporting you, they're not encouraging you, they're not striving with you, you know, what really does the money really do for you? You know, once you spend it, you've spent it. But that effort and that support is building in your life. Now, this is for the ladies, I think, because a lot of us have been taught a certain way. Sometimes we tend to not appreciate the effort and the support that and the value that our men, our spouses bring into our lives. And we have to we can change that. We can, you know, start appreciating the effort. You know, money can be plentiful one day, and then the next day, you know, you can be kind of light in your pocket. But support and effort can always be given. You know, if you have a spouse that is supporting you, he's encouraging you, he's spending quality time with your kids, the kids that you share, he's present in the family, you know, don't underestimate that value that he is bringing. If he gives you good advice, you know, if he cooks breakfast for the kids, if he makes dinner every now and then, he does the laundry. My husband does laundry. You know, he's helping kids with the homework. He's out there cutting the grass. If something goes on with the car, he's checking that out. You know, those are big things to be appreciated and to not be taken lightly because, you know, your bank account balance does not look like what you hoped it would look like. You know, always appreciate effort. Don't ever try to make your spouse feel bad about not having money. You know, we are not money. We are people, we are spirits and bodies. And so our character, our integrity, you know, those are the true valuable things that we bring to this life, to this experience. Not the money that we have. Money can come and go, and it often does. You can get money in, and there's always somewhere for it to go. As soon as you get it in, you know, there are bills attached to it. You know, the bill man already has his hand out like, okay, what about me? But we have to focus on, like I said, the true value that someone is bringing into our lives. And most times that has nothing to do with money. You know, somebody can just throw you some money, but not be there for you. You know, really be there when you need them. A listening ear. Like I said, a word of encouragement. Money can't do that for you. A person who loves you and appreciates you does that for you. So let's always appreciate, like I said, effort and support over finances, because finances are a fickle thing. If somebody really loves you, they will always support you and do their best to be there for you. Money cannot provide that type of comfort for you. Like I said, again, I know that we need money to move through this life, but there are some things that we need more than money. Effort will help you get through the hard times. Support will help you get through the hard times. When my daughter, Alexandria, was born at 23 weeks, money did not mean anything to me. I had a decent job. I was working in accounting HBW. It's a company here in Georgia. And money meant nothing to me. I couldn't even, you know, when I had to go back after she was born, I couldn't even focus on my job. The money could not heal my daughter. The money could not, you know, go up there to NICU and like my husband did, go to NICU and sit with our baby while I was trying to figure out work situation, you know, and give me updates on what's going on with her. You know, you have to be supportive, you know, wives support your husbands support your wives. Look, you're in it together. So, you know, always work together as a team, work together as a unit, work together as one. And, you know, don't fight about money. Don't put a whole lot of value on whether or not you have a lot of money or not. And even if you do have a lot of money, still make sure that you are valuing effort and support above your financial outlook. That's, you know, that's just on my mind today. And I hope that it has been a blessing to someone. I hope that it gives someone something to think about. Like I said, support. You know, for me, support means so much more than what somebody has in their pocket. You know, a compliment. Somebody can give me a compliment and I feel rich. You know, all the time people don't have money to give you. They may not have a dime to give you, a dime to put into what you're doing, but they can say, hey, I see what you're doing. I like what you're doing. And I appreciate that. So everybody, let's make sure that we're being kind to each other. We're appreciating the effort that somebody is putting forth for you. Until next time, blessings and love.
If you like today's podcast and you enjoy a good read, check out my books, Honey and My Tea, Knockout Rose, or With Your Broke Ass. You can find them all on Amazon.
Thank you for listening to Queen of the Minivan. Until next time, be sweet, be grateful, and stay optimistic.